Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you missed Innuendo Bingo, the jewel last night, it was quite something. One of the best ones we've done. And the good news is there is a video of it now. Two girls, one bin. It was incredible. BBC... Oh, not that one. Check out our video at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's on the website now. Our listener, Eliza, thought she could beat Becky at Innuendo Bingo. She thought she'd be better. So we got her in the studio to prove it. I like getting listeners on during Innuendo Bingo. If you don't know how this works, two people just put water in their mouths. We play them something a bit smutty, and normally they just spit the water out all over each other. It was the wettest ever last night. Go online and check the video. You will love it. Mascara everywhere. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Here are some highlights.
Two people. One bin. Some innuendo. Innuendo Bingo. The Duel.
This is just a warm-up, OK? Oh,
God. I think the most important thing for the moment is that I freshen up downstairs.
Straight in each other's faces! That was brilliant!
Good play from Russell there on the break point, being aggressive and keeping the balls deep.
And Becky!
This is spotted by Mike.
Becky! Don't laugh at me then!
So she likes balls that come hard to her, but unfortunately some off-court issues.
This is the wettest I've ever been.
It actually is.
The crack amazed us. It was really quite a fresh...
I've got down my bra! It's so cold!
I was expecting a sausage with a little more girth.
That was went straight in your eye.
It was really quite a fresh-looking crack. And over time, this...
Well, I have a brother who's been up the majority of the Munros.
How did I manage to do that on my own face? Look.
Eliza, have you had a lovely time?
I've had a great time.
Get the video now on the Radio 1 website. It's good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Me and Becky are looking surprisingly smart today. This never happened.
I had an actual blow dry off of ladies' hairdressing today.
Oh, God. Sorry, really?
What?
Nothing.
I didn't know you could get that.
I'm fine.
I always assumed you had to have it cut, but apparently you can just walk in and it look a bit ming, and then you come out and looking lush.
Heart went then. Yeah, you're looking really nice.
Thanks.
You've got makeup on and everything.
I know.
And I've got a black shirt on, standard for going out.
Slimming.
Now, what we're going to tonight, we never go out really, do we? We don't really get invited to things.
Do you know what? I think this might be our first night out together.
Yeah.
On our own.
It's going to be good.
Is it like a date?
No, absolutely not.
Oh. No. Wouldn't have bothered. That was 20 quid, that hair.
We are... Was it?
Yeah.
It looks good.
Thanks.
We are both unbelievably excited, though.
Mm.
And the event we're going to is quite showbiz, but not in a cool way at all. And I'm actually too embarrassed to tell you where we're going. And I don't say it.
Okay.
What I can tell you is it's one of those audience with things that they have on the TV every now and again. You know, they do specials, and normally it's like a global megastar, and they get up and sing a bit in front of the cast of Coronation Street, and then people get to answer questions. Well, they answer questions, and people from the audience, who are normally celebs, get to ask questions. So we're going to one of those tonight. Who's been on it before?
Well, like Bublé's done one, Kylie did one, Take That, cast of Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Loads of comedians like Al Murray, Harry Hill. Yeah.
Lennox Lewis did one.
Yes.
An audience with Lennox Lewis.
Isn't he a boxer?
Yeah.
Did he have a single?
What did he do on his?
I'd quite like it if he'd sung.
Here's another one of my favourites.
Oh, Sooty did one as well. That would have been interesting.
That's, yeah. Who's got any questions?
Oh, he doesn't speak at all.
Oh.
Oh, it's Sweep that does the...
Well, how did he do that?
Sweep squeaks, doesn't he?
That would be like an audience with the one that doesn't speak. Think about it. Anyway, we're going to one tonight. It's going to be good. We're really looking forward to it. It is somebody who we've talked about on the show before and who Becky loves a lot.
Oh, no. I've seen him before.
You love him?
Yeah.
Is it because... Oh, no, we're giving too much away. Why do you love him? Is it because... Has this been passed down through generations?
No.
Oh, right, so no. You can't even blame your mum?
No, not at all. It was a random friend of mine that really wanted to go and see him.
Oh, you said it to him.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Oops. I'm the new Comedy Dave.
Anyway, that's where we're going tonight, and I can't wait.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many guesses coming in as to who we're going to see an audience with tonight. It's going to be on the telly eventually anyway, isn't it? But hopefully...
Oh, yeah.
No. Hopefully nobody will see us. That's why I've worn black, to hide. Is an audience with Wing? No, but I would love that. Is an audience with John Barrowman? God, no. I can't think of anything worse. Cliff Richard? No. Blue? No. Is it an audience with Jedward? Oh, God, can you imagine that?
That would be amazing.
What we should do is call up some celebrities and say, hi, it's ITV here, we're putting on an evening with Jedward, and see who would actually go and who's busy. The clue is, and this is the only clue I'm giving, Becky has seen this person before, live, and if you're a regular listener, you will be able to work this out. She said it was the best gig she has ever seen. And that is all I am saying. That's it. Over.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And the Barry Manilow... Sorry. Oh, that's really unprofessional. And the weather...
Oh, thanks a lot.
The weather. More showers in most places tonight and another wet day tomorrow as well. We'll update the news and support at 5 o'clock.
We did this last week.
Sorry, Scott.
Oh, just covered just in tea now.
Now he's
well.
Got all tea down his posh Barry Manilow shirt.
Just slipped out.
Do you want to come?
I'd rather come to Jedward, but yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't. We haven't got a ticket.
Oh.
Scott!
Serves him right. Okay, bye, Chris. See you at 5.
Okay, bye.
Now, you know when you see news stories on websites and underneath, people write their own comments, their kind of views on the story?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
They're better than the story half the time.
They are. Most of them are quite bigoted. Some of them not pleasant. We're going to play the comments game in a minute. This is a good new game where we read you the comments underneath the story. You guess what the story is and who it's about.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, let's play our new comments game. I've got my mate Chris on. He's not with us today, but I've got him on the phone. All right, Chris?
All right.
Yeah.
Good?
All good. Becky's here.
Hello.
What have you been doing today?
Just usual, really. Just busy being a sexy Mexican and all that, you know.
Oh, you've been doing that today, have you?
Done a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, helped keep on the train and all that.
What have you been doing?
Well, very nice. Just been, mainly on the London Underground, actually. Just helping people there.
How?
Just carrying a few bags. Also, you know the signs and the announcements for Minding the Gap?
Yeah.
Yeah, been just making sure people are aware.
To mind the gap.
Make sure they mind the gap, yeah, it's a big cool. old gap.
All right,
You should offer yourself up as some form of plank.
What do you mean?
To bridge the gap between the train and the platform edge.
Yeah, I could do, couldn't I?
Right, let's play this game. I'm glad you weren't busy or anything when I just tried to ring, because that was just kind of like last-minute decision.
Yeah.
So, what happens on the comments game? You know, on showbiz websites normally, or any website, they have news stories, and they tell you the story, and then you can leave your comments below. And these are some of my favourite things, because people, members of the public, give their own view on what they think of the story or the picture, and some of them are hilarious. So, I'm going to play you various comments, which are... the views that people have left underneath the news stories, and you just got to tell me who you think it's about and what kind of what the story is. What the story is, okay? You get me?
Yeah, wicked.
Do you like these comments, Chris?
I love these games, they're amazing.
I know. Okay, so, Becky against Chris, and you can play along at home as well, and for everyone you get right, you can have 10 Scott Mills points. You get a few clues, which are various comments from people underneath the story. Here's your first one.
This has almost cheered me up. I think my foul mood may be lifting.
So, it's a cheery story. You've cheered someone up.
There's not much clue in that. I could be anything.
Would you like another one? What would you like to guess?
Well, at the moment, I think it's a story about an animal, possibly a baby panda.
Oh, one of those kind of light stories they
have.
Yeah,
a cute animal.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go with like a surfing cat.
A surfing cat. Okay. Here's your next clue.
I feel a bit sick now.
So, it's cheery, but someone feels a bit sick.
All right.
Well, sticking with your answer or going for a different one?
All I can think is that the cat's been eaten by a shark.
Becky, are you sticking with yours?
Yeah.
Okay, next clue, same story.
Is that Peter Andre behind her?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So it might be Peter Andre behind her. What's this story about, Chris?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not very good with celebrity gossip, to be honest.
You're going to be brilliant at the rest of this game, then.
Oh, right. Peter Andre behind someone, right?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Chantal.
Okay. Chris, you can name any celebrity.
All right, I'm going to go with... I'll go with Rav of Crime Watch.
But what's the story?
Oh, God, I was quite adamant that it was going to be this cat.
Yeah, it's not.
We just stick with that if you want to stick with that.
I'll stick with the cat and Peter Andre's on the beach doing a barbecue.
And I'm going to say Chantal when she dressed up in that sort of body-painted lion outfit.
OK.
You read it here first, folks. The carpet matches the curtains.
So final answers now. What is this story about from the comments that people have been leaving on the website?
I'm going to change my mind and go for Jordan's amazing new house redecoration.
Oh, OK. And that's, yeah, and she's got matching everything in there.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris?
And I'm going to go for Claire from Steps. Claire from Steps fame has, I don't know, she's done her hair by the sounds of it.
Okay.
Is that really a celebrity news story?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. She's on pop star to opera star at the moment. She's back. Okay, so here's all the comments from that news story.
This has almost cheered me up. I think my foul mood may be lifting.
I feel a bit sick now.
Is that Peter Andre behind her?
You read it here first, folks. The carpet matches the curtains.
So, Chris is saying Claire from Steps. Yeah. You are saying it's Jordan's new house, Becky. Let's find out.
Gaga matches her lady garden to her hair.
There we are. It's Lady Gaga. That was the story. I like this game. All right. Ready for your next one?
Yeah.
These are all comments that people have written underneath the story on the websites.
Frankenstein.
Just that.
Frankenstein.
That's your first clue.
I'm going to say Alex Reed goes clubbing.
Oh, you're good at this.
Chris.
Frankenstein. Someone's getting some surgery done.
Okay.
I'm going to go Rachel Stevens for now. She's just got some surgery done.
All right, good. I like every default answer on this show is just about Rachel Stevens. Here's your next clue. Same story.
You can't grow hair on an egg.
That's a good comment. What are you thinking, Becky?
Bald man head.
Who? What's the story about?
Do you know what? I've got this.
Go on.
I think it's purely because it's moved away from celebrity gossip and gone to football. I've got a feeling this is Wayne Rooney.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Wayne Rooney's hair transplant.
You can't copy me, surely.
Well, it's fine. Next one.
Still looks like Shrek.
Yes!
Yes.
The story. You sticking with that?
I'm sticking with that, yeah.
Wayne Rooney's hair transplant.
Well done.
Yes.
You can both have 10 Scott Mills points for that. All right. Are you ready for the next one? Here are the comments.
Is it just me, or is he getting stupider? Better start filming One Hit Wonder, or Where Are They Now? Because he is there.
Who's that about, Chris?
One-hit wonder. Chesney Hawks.
Becky, what's the story, Chris?
Oh, what's the story? I don't know. I need some more time to think of that.
Okay, Becky.
Peter Andre's new trousers.
Chris.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to go with Chesney Hawkes. I'm going to go hair transplant again. Just,
okay.
Just
so Chesney Hawkes hair transplant.
Imagine the poor girl who has to kiss him.
Yeah. Oh, it's someone with a weird mouth.
Imagine the poor girl who has to kiss him.
What are you saying?
Or a massive beard. I'm going to say Brad Pitt's new beard.
Becky, thank you. Chris, over to you.
I'm going to change my mind here. I'm going to go Kirk from The Only Way Is Essex, new nose.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Good story, that. It was on yesterday. They've got matching noses, haven't they? Him and...
Lauren.
Lauren, yeah.
Where can I get a set? Where can I get a set?
That's your next clue. Where can I get a set?
No idea. Next.
Chris?
I want another clue.
Do you want another clue?
It's got to be something about teeth, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. This is difficult. This is really difficult.
Here's another clue.
Are you still harping on about this? It's not your money. He can spend it as foolishly as he likes. Stop fussing. He could have gotten another car, but he decided he wanted super teeth. Nothing you say means anything to him. Period.
Scott Mills' new teeth.
Chris.
I'm going to go with Joe McKeldry's new teeth.
Joe McKeldry's new teeth. Let's find out.
Kanye West has his teeth replaced with diamonds.
Yes, Kanye.
Of course.
Okay. What, so there's actual diamonds now instead of teeth?
Bling.
Oh.
That's got to be gross, and you get a bit of spinach caught in
there. So we have one more. One more on the comments game. These are all comments that are written underneath news stories on websites. Here's your first clue.
Don't like it.
Don't like it, whatever it is.
Oh, come on!
Would you like another clue?
Yes!
Cheryl Cole's mum.
Come on, guess.
Don't like it. And Cheryl Cole's mum. Oh, God. Cheryl Cole's mum in a bad dress.
Chris.
I'm thinking Sharon Osbourne I haven't got the story yet. I'm going to go with Sharon Osbourne, no, for now.
OK, Sharon Osbourne. What might she be doing?
She's probably angry about something, isn't she?
Yeah, normally. OK, so Sharon Osbourne being angry. Next clue.
She looks like Martin Fowler.
Looks a bit like Martin Fowler, says that kind of member of the public. Underneath the story.
So it's someone with a short brown hair. I'm going to stick with Cheryl Cole's mum.
Cheryl Cole's mum? Chris?
Cheryl Cole's mum in the supermarket.
Okay. Chris?
It's got to look like, who is it? Martin Fowler.
And so, Cheryl Cole's mum.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Sharon Osbourne. And it's going to be... It's got to be something to do with fruit and veg then, hasn't it, if it's to do with Martin Fowler? So it's going to be Sharon Osbourne in Fruit and Veg Shocker.
OK, maybe she's opening a fruit and veg stall.
That'll do, yeah.
Yeah. Next clue.
Don't put any pictures of VB next to young, sexy pop stars, you cruel people.
Victoria Beckham.
Don't put any pictures of VB next to young, sexy pop stars, you cruel people.
Victoria Beckham and Martin Fowler in Shock Love Tryst.
Chris?
Sharon Osbourne, I don't know, Martin Fowler's the love child or something.
What?
Something to do with some fruit and veg. I just can't link it all. It's so difficult.
I know, it is hard. Last clue.
Lego hair.
Someone with Lego hair.
Lego hair.
Matt Fincham. Matt Fincham, Cheryl Cole's mum and Sharon Osbourne in the fruit and veg aisle.
And that was your answer as well, Chris, right?
Pretty much. I think I've got the same reasoning.
Here's the story.
Frankie Sanford sports new elfin crop hairstyle, just like Victoria Beckham's old do.
Oh, that's awful. Listen to the comments.
Don't like it. Cheryl Cole's mum.
She looks like Martin Fowler.
Don't put any pictures of VB next to young, sexy pop stars, you cruel people.
Lego hair.
Lego hair.
Lego hair.
I enjoyed that. Let me know how many Scott Mills points you got. If you got the story right, it's actually quite hard. You got 10 each, so well done. And thanks, Chris, for taking time out of your busy schedule.
No worries.
See you tomorrow. Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Chris Smith, thanks for revealing to millions of people that me and Becky are going to an audience with Barry Manilow tonight.
Well, it's the news, isn't it? That's what I do. Give me a fact. I'm not going to hold it back.
Yeah.
Is that on your CV, Chris? Yeah, I quite like that.
In bold.
I think we should try and guess, all of us, which celebs are going to be in the audience tonight.
Okay, Bagsy, the first one.
Okay.
Loose Women. Oh, collection
all
of...
All of them?
Yeah, they're always there. They love a night out.
I think Adam Woodyatt will be there. Off EastEnders.
Ian Beale. Yeah.
Just tried to Google this to see... I've typed in celebrity Barry Manilow fans just to see if I could get ahead in this game. There's a page, Barry and his famous fans, and the only person that's on it is The Hoff. So I'm going to go for him as well.
Oh, God, he's not
going to
be there, is he?
I'm going to put him down as well.
Again.
You should be able to press red and watch the audience during an audience with, because that's the best bit, isn't it?
I know that Joe McKeldry is going because he tweeted about it.
It's star-studded tonight, isn't it?
Okay. I'm saying... Let's have one more guess each. I'm saying Denise Robertson, the agony aunt off this morning.
Okay, I'm going to say Hugh Stevens.
No, absolutely not.
It's always the quiet ones.
Yeah.
You never know, do you? That's all true. About introducing and then you'll see him at Manilow.
I know.
Sir Trevor MacDonald.
Yes, is a good one.
And Holly Willoughby and Dermot, because they're always at these.
Are they?
Yeah, they were at the Bublé one. They loved it.
Okay, my final guess is Beverly Callard off Coronation Street. Definitely.
It's a shoo-in.
Right, we'll see who's right tomorrow. Podcast. Now, I've got this really good email today. I sent you this, Becky, from Alison. This is really sweet. She says, Scott, I'm sure you like to know when you change someone's life. Who doesn't? And I'm like, oh, God, what have we done? Well,
no,
you
like,
are...
I get these all the time.
What?
No, you, that's what you said to me earlier.
No,
you're
I'm
changing lives every day, Becky.
I didn't say that.
You did?
I did not say that. She says, you are completely responsible for the way my life is today.
OMG, and what have we done?
Exactly. So I had to read on. Alison says, about 4 years ago, you ran a feature in which you encouraged people to say hello to their phone neighbours by changing the last digit of their numbers and sending a text. Do you remember us doing this? Yeah, I think it was before your time.
Yeah, it must have been.
Well, not, you weren't, you obviously were alive.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah, but no, it was before you were on the show. So yeah, we'd say like, oh, just change one digit at the end or whatever and text them and see what they say. Now, Alison says, I left my phone at home when I went out in Aylesbury that night. And when I came home, I found a text saying simply, hi, who's this? I realised the similarity between the numbers and text back, someone with a slightly less funky number than yours. Turned out, I was chatting away to someone in Northern Ireland. Texts led to calls, which in turn led to a meeting and to me moving to Belfast. Simon and me are getting married in 2 weeks.
Oh!
And I have you to thank. So if you're around Armagh on the 8th of July, join us for a glass of champagne.
Oh, that's amazing.
How brilliant is that? So they found love through this show.
That is amazing.
And I'm just wondering if this has happened to anyone else or if this is just a random one-off occurrence. I would like to know if other people have started going out because of our show. Because I like the idea that we
Because you love a good wedding.
Oh, I do. But I also like the idea that, like, we're matchmakers on this show. Because let's face it, we've split a fair few relationships up too. So it would be quite nice if actually we got people together. So let me know. I mean, maybe you and your partner met at Scott Mills the Musical. It's unlikely, but you might have done. Maybe you once copped off with Smooth Talking Dan on Stupid Street. That's not really matchmaking, is it? That's more of just a cop-off. Maybe you were having an argument in the pub about who was that week's celebrity growler. Going back some way. And, you know, someone overheard you and was like, oh, I listened to Scott Mills too and I think the celebrity growler is so... And you joined in the conversation, then you got together.
I think I hold you partly responsible for me getting together with my boyfriend.
Really?
Because I don't think it should count if it's just someone getting off with one of us. But do you remember before I worked on this show, you made me ring loads of people in the office with the 10 most amazing compliments men like to hear.
Yes.
And it was like, my, what big arms you have. And like, your hair is really luscious.
I remember this day.
And there was a guy in the office and I rang him and then, yeah.
I remember that.
Live with him now. He liked it that I called his arms big.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I can't remember the other
And that was the start of a beautiful thing. Once again, relating back to this show and how brilliant we are at matchmaking. So, do let me know if you got together with somebody else because of this show. Nope, none yet, but I'm sure we might get some.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Quite a lot of people have found love through this show. I wasn't quite sure if, you know, people would respond to this, if it's just a one-off occurrence, the thing with Alison and the wrong text number, but quite a few people have. Louisa, hiya.
Hi.
Tell me the story.
About 4 years ago, I went speed dating with some friends for the hell of it, and at half-time, I was still at the bar waiting to get some drinks in, and I was talking to the guy who was my first date that night, and we were discussing your flirt divert, and my now husband decided to butt in the conversation, and we hit it off from there, really.
So you met because you started talking about flirt divert?
We did, yes.
Well, you were kind of on a speed date anyway, I guess, but I suppose it was something to say, wasn't it?
It was. Well, he just kind of butted in the conversation because me and this other guy were deciding whether we should hand out your phone number or my phone number.
Yeah.
And he just joined in, and the rest is history.
And you're actually married to him now?
I am, yes. Just this over a year.
This is warming my actual heart today. I love this.
Oh.
Thanks, Louisa.
Thanks,
Becca. Love you. Bringing people together, Becky. Bringing people together.
You change lives every day.
Changing life, changing lives. Brett.
Yeah, hello, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, very well.
Now, this is my favourite, if this is true. Go on, tell me.
Was obviously listening to Floor Fillers. Didn't want to get out of my van till it finished.
Friday night, now called ready for the weekend, yeah?
Definitely. Went into the pub for just my normal couple of drinks, as I do, in my local. And as I was just finishing my second pint, just before I come to the end, I heard a girl talking about Floor Fillers that I was just listening to. And as it happened, she is now my girlfriend.
Right, so...
And has been for... Long time.
And so you started talking to her about Floor Fillers?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, and now look.
That I just waited in my van to listen to.
That's a beautiful thing.
Why is R. Kelly on now?
I don't know.
But my body is telling me yeah.
Bringing people together, changing people's lives.
Baby,
turn it off. Who's that?
It's his girlfriend going, why on earth did you ring Scott Mills to request R. Kelly?
Why have you... why
yeah,
have you told
it's not our song.
I'll be ringing my work phone to yeah. ask what I'm doing on radio.
Oops. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go then. Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, please welcome Mr. Jam.
Hey!
You alright?
I'm alright, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, we were just saying we've not seen you for ages.
I know, ages and ages and ages and ages.
What have you been up to?
Lots and lots and lots of radio.
Yeah.
On BBC Radio 1 Extra, of course. And Radio 1.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, yeah. BBC Radio 1 Extra. If people have never heard your show before, just give us a little idea of what they can expect.
Lots and lots of new music. Think of it as Zane's show presented by me with less guitars and more bass lines.
Amazing. That's really actually a very good way of describing it. You've done that before.
Once or twice.
Yeah, okay, right. We've got this game called the comments game, right?
Yeah.
You know, on various websites, you see a news story and then it's like, leave your comments below. And people, members of the public, really do.
You're kind of asking for trouble, aren't you?
You are a bit, and sometimes yeah. they get taken down because sometimes they're just awful. We've taken some of the less awful ones, and we are going to try and guess what the news story is from the comments that people have left, all right?
Wow, okay.
So Becky's going to play along as well. This went well earlier, I think. It's our new game.
I think my favourite comment earlier was just, don't like it.
Don't
I
like it.
I can't remember. What story was that from? I can't remember.
I don't know, because there was...
Lego hair.
And then there was...
Cheryl Cole's mum.
She looks like Martin Fowler.
Don't like it.
There he is.
Yeah, what was that?
Don't
Frankie from the Saturday's New Haircut.
Don't like it.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, you know, let's talk about being blatant and straight to the point.
I know.
These are hard news stories, remember that.
Right, yeah, sure.
So, when you're thinking of what the story might be, Mr. Jam...
Hard news stories.
Think hard news. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here's the first comment. Someone left, but what's the story here?
He looks hotter now, but only just.
Oh.
Go on, Becky.
So, someone that used to be a bit minging, now he's hot. I'm going to say... Oh, we had Wayne Rooney's hair transplant earlier, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Don't like it.
Kirk from The Only Way is Essex's new nose.
Okay.
Bieber's new haircut. A classic.
Oh, yes. That is a strange thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going Bieber, you're going Kirk from Only Way's Essex. Okay, same story, different comment as we scroll down.
Could you have picked a worse picture for then?
Oh, it's an...
Okay. So it's a then and now kind of situation.
Yeah.
I am going to say... I'm going to stick with my original guess of Kirk from Only Wears Essex.
Okay, Jam.
If you're going to stick, I'm going to stick. I'm going to stick with Biebs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Next clue.
Never hot.
Oh. People are so brutal on these.
Never hot.
No.
Oh, never hot.
That's gangster. Never
saying,
hot.
Becky. That was your last comment on this one, so I need an answer, please.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my original guess, but I think you're going to have to change. I think Justin Bieber is hot to everybody, isn't he?
No, he's not. Not to everyone.
No.
Some people think that he has never been hot.
Okay.
And the new haircut doesn't make him any hotter.
Right, so we're both sticking with our original
guesses.
Yeah, okay.
Just purely because I can't think of any kind of old school people that have come back recently.
All right, then. Let's hear the comments.
He looks hotter now, but only just.
Could you have picked a worse picture for then?
Never hot.
And the story was...
Howard Donald. Hotter then or now?
Howard from Take That.
I was going too deep.
You know what? I know exactly that. I bet they've put a picture of him with the dreadlocks up.
Yes.
I bet they have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's right, hotter now, but only just.
Yep. It's absolutely. I mean, the people had fair comment there. Okay, now this is a good one. So it's a different story. These are the comments that people leave under stories on various websites. Here's your first one.
Growing old gracefully? What? That bleached hair and wearing children's clothes? You're joking, right?
Right. So someone that might be dressing a little bit too... young for their age.
Oh.
This is actually quite a hard game.
It is a hard game.
Really
David
is.
Hasselhoff. And it's a story of him and his new girlfriend.
Okay.
I don't quite know what kids' clothes he was wearing, but.
I thought David was a friend of the show.
He is, but you know, he wouldn't disagree with that.
Well, I think he probably would.
I've never seen him wear like dungarees.
Oh, no, it said bleached hair, didn't it?
Yeah.
Has he ever had highlights?
No.
It might have been the lighting, but I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, so you're going with the Hoff and his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is it Pat Sharp off of the 90s?
Wow, good one.
Her cheeks look abnormally inflated.
Okay, so it's a girl.
Her cheeks look abnormally inflated.
She's got a pillow face.
Hamster cheeks. Maybe she just had her wisdom teeth out.
Probably not, because you know what these celebrities are like with the surgeries and all that.
An old lady who wears children's clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know who it might be.
Okay, go.
Is it Carol McGiffin off of A Loose Women?
Okay. But what's the story?
The story is that she's married that young dude, hasn't she?
Oh, she has. Yes, yeah, she really has. Yeah. Fair play, though, I think, as well to Carol on that one.
Hats off.
Yeah, absolutely. He is hot.
Upgraded.
She's not that old, but I'm going to go Amanda Holden in Shrek the Musical, the premiere.
All right.
What a lovely smile David has. It brought a smile to my face too.
Same story, different
David.
Comment. Who's David?
Oh, it's not Victoria Beckham. No, she's not old. Okay, Victoria Beckham wears one of Brooklyn's T-shirts, shocker.
Good answer.
It's got to be Victoria Beckham, hasn't it? Victoria Beckham launches really ropey clothesline, shocker.
Okay, next comment.
Gosh, her forehead is shinier than a spacesuit.
I love these comments.
Poor lady.
I know.
I feel bad for this lady.
So what
I feel bad for the people that we've named so far, and it's not them.
I know. Oh, it's got to be Victoria Beckham, that old woman. Okay.
Okay, I'm sticking with VB.
Okay, and you, Jam?
Go on then, I'll go back to Carol McGiffin.
The story is...
Growing old gracefully? What, that bleached hair and wearing children's clothes? You're joking, right?
Her cheeks look abnormally inflated.
What a lovely smile David has. It brought a smile to my face too.
Gosh, her forehead is shinier than a spacesuit.
Talking about...
Madonna shows off her new look. The bare face of a woman in her 50s.
Oh, because David's her little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That probably threw me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got...
Can I apologise to Carol McGiffin?
Yeah. Do you want to apologise to the Hoff at all?
No, he's all right.
All right, next one. Here's another comment from a new story. But what story is it?
He thinks she'd be good in Glee because he fancies her. That's all.
Who would be good in Glee and who is hot? Oh, I think I saw this story.
I've seen it. I know who it is.
You've got an unfair advantage because I don't really read these kind of things.
Okay, let Jam answer first.
Is it, what's his name, Mr. Shu from Glee, talking about Cheryl Cole?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think he's done it.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another clue.
What is he going to do? Mime and try to dance? That's like asking my granny to go to Glee.
Are you sticking with your answers?
Mr. Shu from Glee talking about Cheryl Cole.
I don't believe it. He's got it right.
Matthew Morrison wants Cheryl Cole on Glee.
Hey!
What?
Yes,
is that?
Yes!
You're such a cheater, Jam.
How am I a cheater? I haven't read a story about Glee.
I never read these magazines.
I don't!
But here is the exact
The magazines I pick up in waiting rooms are the ones about I ate my own head.
Oh, I love those.
Those are the magazines that I like in Doctor's
You're
waiting
hot on
room.
Gossip about 3 years ago then, from sitting in the doctor's surgery.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. All right, I've got one more. So, a new story. But what is the story about from these comments?
I'm 27. I got ID today. Buying a PS3 game that was rated 15. Could she get away with the same? I doubt it.
Ooh, harsh.
Right, so that person is saying that this person doesn't look young.
Yeah.
Doesn't look 27.
No. I don't know any 27-year-olds.
Hmm.
Britney Spears? I know she's older, isn't
she? She's older, yeah.
Who's 27?
I know plenty of people with a media age of 27, but not really 27.
Hello.
Stop, Mills.
84 was a good year, wasn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it really was.
Fern, is she 27?
I thought you were saying I was 84.
Fern.
Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uncomfortable.
Ooh.
Okay, right, you think it's Fern?
No, but that's true, but I don't. Fern is 27, is she? Around that age. But she doesn't look 15.
30. Go on.
Is it Holly Willoughby?
Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
Another one?
Rubbish. She's not his type at all, and he likes blondes. She's way too old for him, and there is zero chemistry.
Hmm. What's the story?
Oh, is it Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake at Bad Teacher premiere?
All right. But they've already gone out.
Hmm.
Yeah, but this person might not know that. Right. We're talking about people on comments pages.
Oh, okay. Maybe they were in the same doctor's surgery as Mr. Jam reading the... Reading the gossip from 5 years ago.
I ate my own face.
My boss is a lesbian.
My dog can tell tarot cards.
So, what do you think?
Is it Kelly Osbourne and a new boyfriend?
Okay, and your answer?
Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake.
I'm 27. I got ID today. Buying a PS3 game that was rated 15. Could she get away with the same? I doubt it.
Rubbish. She's not his type at all, and he likes blondes. She's way too old for him, and there is zero chemistry.
The story was...
Our close friends, Harry and Pippa, on the verge of becoming an item.
That's right. Prince Harry.
Oh, you have to love these keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
They go in.
Prince Harry and P-Mid.
Obviously.
That is a hard game, but I think you'll agree it's a lot of fun.
The worst thing is that you just don't want to libel yourself or someone else by saying, yeah, that story is about someone else.
I know. But thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
Mr. Jam, BBC Radio 1 Extra tonight and every night in the week, 7 o'clock.
That's the one.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We'll be right back.